Yesu yebazibwe nnyo abooluganda.
Praise Jesus much, brethren.
Tusaba mwenna abazze mu lukuŋŋaana lw'ekika ekitukuvu.
We request everyone who has come in the gathering of the saints.
Mujje tusobole okumanya ate kitaffe olw'omukulu by'agamba.
That we come and we know what the Father of Heaven is saying.
Tuzze mu lukuŋŋaana lwaffe nga bulijjo.
We come in our gathering as always.
Nga bwe yatukuutira Ebulaniya 10.
Emphasized us in Hebrews 10.
25-26. Temulekangayo kukuŋŋaana.
Do not forsake the fellowship.
Ng'abalala bwe beeyisa.
As the manner of others is.
Yes, we have a
praise Jesus so much.
So to agara to je neshigende wecho.
We want to come with that motive.
Ejoko ya morokonga na chitafiru ya to kodi ra
of coming in the gathering the Father emphasized us.
Tujukira mwefeso esuri yokubiri.
We remember in the Ephesians chapter 2.
Onyobe 18:19.
Verses 18 and 19.
Kakaru kusubulo kuyita mumoyo moko kutuka eri chitafiru.
Right now we can pass through one spirit to reach the Father.
Era
and we're no more strangers. We are of the household. The household of the Father.
And
we are of that holy clan. Which has the holy angels. Which has the saints who entered in heaven. And all the creations. And we to fight that we know the things of the holy clan of God, how they are. And just as he told us. That when we always gather. You know what is interesting most? He still told us when we've gathered. He directed us what we are to speak of. And he told us in the Corinthians, let's put it there. When we've gathered what is meant to be done, and we want to remain keep that gathering a holy gathering, it's to follow the agenda which was sent to us. When we have gathered, let's do things written down here. You know people who make meetings of the clans. Them to have things they follow. Of the devils. But we when we've come in the gathering of the holy clan of God. He told us this should be done. According to 1 Corinthians 14.
Bakolinsi ekisooka esula ya 14 oluny'olw'26.
1 Corinthians 14 from verse 26.
Kale kiri kitya abooluganda bwe mukuŋŋaana buli muntu alina oluyimba.
Yes, yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
Agamba kiri kitya abooluganda.
He said, how is it, brethren?
Bwe mukuŋŋaananga.
When you always gather.
Egamba ffe abasinga tusoma nnyo Bibulaniya 10.
Now, most of us read Hebrews 10:25-26. And they tell us to not forsake the fellowship. It is true. But we gather over what? That's why
you
are saying, how is it, brethren, when you gather? The one with the hymn.
Now
let me tell you, you see, Satan copes so much. Them too, when they gather in their clans, they are those who have a song. And you get to see
and
the one who leads the things takes over and the songs come and now they first light an altar. Even though as the altar of the word of God is what moves us on. As it is written in the Bible. But he said if we've gathered,
there
are those with songs of praise and the worship
Now
the gathering of God, the gathering of his saints, it's not just fulfill it occasional that you
came,
but you have to try to see those which were marked to be done have been done, and just as we've come and still we are going to be moving on to know both God has purposed for them. It moves on to say, First Corinthians 14:26. Anyone with an instruction, a teaching. Because you see, in the gatherings of the other clans, there are things they teach there, though they are not written of sorcery and the things like those. But we do in this our holy clan of the children of God, as the church when we gather, they meant to be a teaching. And you have to try to see that you've learned. You always try to see you gathered and fellowshipped and you learned. And when you go to a place, and they just prophesy on you when you have not learned anything, you straight know, you already know,
you know more
in the holy clan, and the gatherings you're in are not of the holy clan. It moves on to say, First Corinthians 14:26. If you have a revelation, but because many times some people don't know what it's called a revelation. A revelation is not a dream. A revelation is not a vision. A revelation is to get the knowledge. Is there something you entered in the knowledge of it, and indeed it's brought the light of the knowledge of God? You may have gotten it in a dream or through a vision, or you've gotten it through a trance, but they say when you have something revealed to you, you've not said that when you have a dream. They have said, bring something you've got a revelation of.
And
Bible, as it tells us, Proverbs 29:18, that without revelation, my people are destroyed. And that is the knowledge. Because it says in Hosea 4:6, my people have been destroyed for lacking knowledge. It means the revelation is to bring knowledge.
You
bring the light of the knowledge when it is full.
There's
someone who said, I got a revelation which is how. But I
tell you,
many times you've not yet been revealed. You are in the journey of being revealed. You have a half. Till you'll get the fullness that you say, indeed, brethren, I have something revealed to me. Maybe you've been reading scriptures, and God joins you scriptures for you.
You
get surprised they have brought light and you've understood something. Now in the gathering of the holy clan, the clan of the children of God, we must have getting revelations all the time. And if you gather and you have no revelation, you straight know you are in a wrong place. You know you got saved some years back, and you spent many years not getting revealed. But you always wait for fellowship. I wanted us briefly speak of the gathering of the holy man. As you gather, that you draw close, that we can begin. Time already passed us. But always for
Christ,
prove you are in the gathering of the saints of God. Don't just branch everywhere there is a gathering. You have to discover it's a gathering of who? Is it of our God? God who created heaven and earth. That's the gathering of the Holy
Ghost.
These ones down are what meant to be there. Anywhere you gather as a praise and worship, which is in the Word of God, prove there is a teaching moving on. Prove that you get a revelation. Every day you get revealed more, getting the knowledge, and it is full.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But if you gather and you're not there, you straight now where you gathered from. You may have gathered the clans of the devils or in the gatherings of the devils.
First Corinthians
14:26.
Alina olulimi.
Is there any tongue? Have you understood it? I was passing scripture and I found this word, but all along it's been coming my way. As I hear that word, Eli, Eli, Lama
Sabakutan.
But I found it. And it means my father, why have thou forsaken me? The tag has been revealed to you.
And there's a word
which can come in your ears and you've never heard of it. But you hear it come. It may be a tongue of the angels. But as you open the Bible somewhere and you find it, and you say there is this and this word, but it means this. Now I was there, I spoke words like this. The Holy Spirit showed me scriptures which interpret them what they mean.
And
in the language I understand.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now the issues of churches before, they were very bad. They said everyone in the town they could speak. Not just speaking. Bring it to the gathering and we get more understanding. Now, as you gather, that we begin together. Know that true tongues are acceptable when you've gathered. The rightful tongues which come from God. And if it's appeared and you got a knowledge over it, bring it to us that we can understand it. First Corinthians
14:26.
Praise Jesus so much. Even the one with an interpretation. And there is an interpretation. You can be in a place, or home, or you've been moving, and he brings a word on you and he insists on it. And he tells you, know this word, my people understand it different. Let's say, you may fall on a word, the evil spirit. As you move, the spirit insists on it. But you think, what's an evil spirit? Are they demons of the dead? The fallen angels? What is this? It has interpretations come in scriptures. And you know it's not a demon of the dead.
But
their fallen angels masquerading. Because the dead abound in the
priest.
There is a word which come on you, you get an interpretation over it.
Our
next interpretation.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus.
And
he said, but all that
were
gathered in the gathering of the holy clan,
let
them be done for edifying the church. If you do anything here and you've gathered,
or
when you've gathered two or three, and you never anything which never edifies your brother,
that
gathering is not of God.
When
you gather of rumors, that is your gathering. Don't
deceive,
you gathered the gathering of the saints of God. For his gathering is sold what is meant to manifest. Don't be troubling us. The gathering of God is like that, as you gather today.
Hold
you First Corinthians 14:26. When you gather, there should be a praise and a worship, teaching of the word of God. Let there be a revelation, bringing the knowledge. Anyone with a tongue, and
then
came in a tongue, maybe another tongue. I read
it
in the Bible, I met it. Is there an interpretation? Let there be an interpretation.
He
said, let all be done. Building the church, those are the saints.
Not
taking long building this building.
Then
we say we build the church. Friend, you've never built that your brethren.
Two
gatherings of Lumamongering.
Gatherings
are to confuse your brethren.
If
you want to remain always being in the gathering of God, let both be thought of, and prove your brethren
righteous.
Though you sit near them, speak what builds them, not what troubles.
You
know, when we've gathered here, another is troubling their brethren. Read what builds. They tell them, you know that Bobby Wine made a people power.
You can speak
of that in the time when you decide to build
and
you bring another thing, you tap your brethren. If you have something, speak brief. The scripture has been what? Something which builds. Have you seen it? Such great ones. Don't trouble your brethren and sister. You know the people who trouble. I wonder where their ears are. Most of the time they ask, where are we? Don't trouble your brethren, for they came in the holy gathering of God. And they come in the gathering of the holy clan, that they can be built as church. And they become a church without spot and not a wrinkle.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
We're going
in the call of our nation, Uganda. And this day, we want to look at the book of Numbers of God, which shows the government of God, how it moves. That the book of Numbers of the new generation with the full knowledge of God and His glory. It's a book going to prepare you very well, and you see the goodness of God. Let's first stand on our feet and we first honor Him, our God. And we move on to welcome him.
Give
him the first place in our hearts, in our mind, in our understanding. Take the utmost authority everywhere where children of God have gathered from.
And
it takes a place in them. And
you will
be there, for Bible says,
1 Corinthians 3:16,
don't you know your temples of God? And the Spirit of God dwells in you.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So
and we want him to sit in us. And we have the greater one in us. And Bible says that he comes always be unto us.
We
be in our midst to appear. Father Almighty,
we
glorify you and give you glory and honor. Thank you for the good time you've given us. Even today, you are God of season and time.
As
in Ecclesiastes 3, everything under the sun
it
has its season and time.
And
every word of God has its season.
See,
even today, O Lord,
you
added us in this life
so
that we
can
move on reconciling you. That's why Bible says, 2 Corinthians 5:15
We are the ambassadors of God Almighty. Kristo Yesu nga yasoko tulaga ekyokulabirako tukugulumiza ssebo kabaka bakabaka tutafumiza ebintu byonna okukkirizanga bulijjo okusaba kwa mukama waffe Yesu kwatukolera mu Baruumi
ekisula
ey'omunaana olw'asatu mwennya paka asatu mu musanvu laba mukama waffe Yesu ali ku mukono gwo ogwa ddyo ng'agenda mu maaso n'otusabira ebiro n'ebiseera ebyokulindako buli omu ku ffe asobole okwetereza Bayibuli yegamba okupita ekyokubiri
the second
Peter,
chapter
3,
verse 8.
Ayo moyo wa amani, umasepatiga fe, mulinyali ya mukama wa Yesu, eyatusubiza, nayogera mu Yohana 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, 40, 41, 42, 43, 44, 45, 46, 47, 48, 49, 50, 51, 52, 53, 54, 55, 56, 57, 58, 59, 60, 61, 62, 63, 64, 65, 66, 67, 68, 69, 70, 71, 72, 73, 74, 75, 76, 77, 78, 79, 80, 81, 82, 83, 84, 85, 86, 87, 88, 89, 90, 91, 92, 93, 94, 95, 96, 97, 98, 99, 100, 101, 102, 103, 104, 105, 106, 107, 108, 109, 110, 111, 112, 113, 114, 115, 116, 117, 118, 119, 120, 121 kongera kwaniriza mu bujuvu kongera kwaniriza mu bujuvu jango bere masokati kafu jango tule mufe wetwalire yekaruzo ayo moyo wa mazima kwanga bible yekogera ko bakolise kisheko ekisoka esule yokusatu olole kumuno mukaga tunaberanga yekaru yo moyo mutukufu era tusabojo tule masitima jafe mu magazi kafe oduwa mani chikukire cha wandikwa to yali mufe wa mani osimbo yali mosi tukwaniriza mukama serifu fekaba kunganide wano naye bonna abakunganye munsi yonna abakunganye mu lukungana olw'ekika ekitukuvu olw'abaana ba katonda twongere okwaniriza omwoyo w'amazima osobole okusindikiriza omwoyo gwa sitaani ogubadde gujja guyigganya abaana ba katonda omwoyo omulala ogubadde gujja kwewaanyisaamu nga guyingira mu baana ba katonda bayibuli egwogerako mu bakolisa ekyokubiri esula ey'ekkumi n'emu tomuweebwa omwoyo omulala muyinza okugomenkereza nedda taata tusaba omwoyo ow'amazima yeyongera okujja mumasokati gaffe yeyongera okutuwa amaani tusobole okuyimirira mu nnaku zino ez'oluvannyuma kubanga bayibuli yegamba nikwa batuma essula esooka olumu olw'omunaana naye omwoyo omutukuvu bw'alijja alibawa amaani nammwe mulibeera bajulirwa bange ayi mukama twongere okwaniriza omwoyo wo kubanga byonna tumanyi sirwa amaani sirwa buyinza naye lwa mwoyo omutukuvu nnaku zakkaliya essula eyokuna n'onyola omukaaga tukwaniriza mukama tuyimusa amaloboozi gaffe nga tuwaniriza omwoyo omutukuvu kubanga ye bw'anajja era ye bw'alabisibwa agenda kugulumiza gwe mukama waffe yesu era mukama waffe yesu okulumiza kitaffe kubanga bayibuli yeyongera mu yokaana essula ey'ekkumi n'ennya essula ey'ekkumi n'omukaaga onyola ekkumi n'ebbiri paka olw'ekkumi n'ettaano tyomwoyo omutukuvu bw'anajja agenda kubalungamya mu mazima gonna ababikulira ebigenda okujja kubanga agenda tola ku byange kubanga ebyange bye bya kitange ababikulire era anangulumizanga omwoyo omutukuvu gw'ow'amaanyi jyange obeere muffe otuwangule oyo ali mu nsi kubanga bayibuli yegamba tyoyo ali muffe ye mwoyo w'amazima w'amaanyi osinga oyo ali mu nsi ayi mukama omwoyo omutukuvu tukwaniriza omwoyo w'amagezi tukwaniriza omwoyo w'okutegeera tukwaniriza omwoyo w'okuteesa tukwaniriza omwoyo w'amaanyi tukwaniriza omwoyo w'okumanya tukwaniriza omwoyo w'okutya mukama tukwaniriza omwoyo wa mukama tulyoke tugulumiza kitaffe ng'osinziira muffe olyoke otwogeze nti kitaffe 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 era ne kitaffe ng'atwongera okumanya amaanyi amangi galyoke gave gyali tuwangula ensi eno kubanga bayibuli egamba baliwekaana esooka essula ey'okutaano onyolusooka paka olw'omukaaga ekizaalibwa katonda kiwangula ensi ayi mukama tusindikireko ne gyerya bamalayika eriweereza abagenda osikira obulokozi olunaku olwaleero n'ennaku zonna nga tuddamu okukuŋŋaananga era bwe tunaakuŋŋaaniranga babiri wa basatu omwoyo w'amazima abeerewo n'ejjira bamalayika libeerewo mukama otuwaniire mu nnaku zino ez'oluvannyuma bayibuli eyogera mu bebulaniya esula esooka olw'ekkumi n'essatu paka olw'ekkumi n'ennya ti bamalayika gy'emyoyo egitumibwa nga gigenda okuweereza abagenda osikira obulokozi bayibuli nga bw'egamba mu zabbuli kikumi nnya olunywa olwasatu nti atuma omwoyo gwe n'ebitondebwa n'azza bujja amaaso g'ensi ayi mukama ng'otuma omwoyo wo leka otume n'ejjira bamalayika yongere okukola wamu naffe kubanga bayibuli yegambye ku bikulu abiri mu bbere onyola omusanvu olw'omunaana malayika gabuliyeri yannyonnyola omutume yokaana n'amugamba tuli bakozi wamu naabo abakwata ekigambo kya katonda twaniriza ejjira bamalayika abazira ab'amaanyi okwongera okukola wamu naffe mu linnya lya mukama waffe yesu bayibuli yegamba zabuli eya kikumi ssatu kumi na mwenda paka abiri mu bbere ti bamalayika abazira b'amaanyi abatuukiriza ekigambo kya katonda nga bawulira eddoboozi lya katonda twaniriza emu gyamalayika bonna emingi omusanvu bayibuli yabogerako kubikulirwa esula y'omunaana onyolusooka n'olwokubiri muduumire kaakano mu masekati g'ekkanisa eya katonda mu nsi yonna mu linnya erya yesu omwana wa katonda omulamu twaniriza bamalayika balina ebyokulwanisa kubikulirwa esula ekkumi n'ettaano bayitemu kaakano nga bameggala n'amaanyi g'ekizikiza emyeyo egy'obubi kiryoke kituukirire ayi mukama nti abali ku saidi yaffe bangi okusinga abo abali mu nsi twaniriza sebe ejjira bamalayika mukama twaniriza ejjira bamalayika sebe kabakabakabaka bayibuli yegamba sebe katonda afumiza ebintu byonna mbasekabaka ekyokubiri essula ey'omukaaga n'olunyiira olwo olw'ekkumi n'essatu ayi katonda ffe paka olw'ekkumi n'ettaano nti abali ku saidi yaffe ayi mukama bangi okusinga abo abali mu nsi twaniriza enkumi n'enkumi z'abamalayika ayi mukama zisobole okuweereza abaana ba katonda okwetoola ensi yonna mu linnya lya mukama waffe yesu omwana wa Katonda omulamu weebale Mukama atumye eggye lya bamalayika weebale omwoyo omutukuvu alikulembeddemu kubanga ogenda okutukulemberamu olyoke owonyenga abaana ba Katonda olyoke obayigirize Mukama olyoke otulwanirire so Katonda afumize ebintu byonna esala etugisabye nga tusinzira mu ggwanga liri waita eggwanga erya Uganda okuyimirira ku lw'amawanga amalala era Mukama tugisabye nga yaffefekka naye tugisabye nga y'abangi bonna abakuyayanira mu nsi yonna Bayibuli kyeva egamba so Katonda afumwesigwa bwe wali okusabira n'ogamba sisabidde mmwemwekka naye n'abo abagenda okujja weebale Mukama kubanga olidde okusaba kwaffe era n'ogenda mu maaso n'okukwanukula mu linnya erya Mukama waffe Yesu Kristo mwana Katonda omulamu osobola okwetuulirako
Yes, you are going to be Uganda.
Praise Jesus so much, brethren.
How have you
been in the name of the Lord Jesus?
And
how is your lives?
Are
you well?
You
can greet of your brethren.
Sisters,
wish them the best.
Tell them God the Father sent
us on this world.
He has only
good things he promised
us.
Give us on the earth and in heaven.
Maybe you've come
to move on to get knowledge. What is the purpose, the good things to us? And tell them
that
there is still hope.
God
the Father still thinks of us and he lays his heart on us and he told us 1 Peter 5:6-7 cast our anxiety to him
and
he too will lay his heart on it
and
glorify him for he thinks of us always and he speaks of us
and
Bible says in Revelations that I will blot you out of my mouth.
Katonda bwabakugobye mukamwaka batacha kuogerako.
God cast you out of his your mouth the name speaks of you.
Atalina nabudde bukulowoza.
Has no time of thinking for you.
Na yitu mwebaza kubanga fatulowoza.
Thank him for he thinks of us.
Era atuogerako.
And he speaks of us.
Kubanga kutuvunana.
For if we choose.
Obo kutu okutusima.
Or to please us.
Ebibili ebyo wababichatu. Achabipuogerako.
Still do those two things on us.
Au tulibulonje.
There we are very well.
Yes,
you
was when
you praise Jesus so much.
Atonda wabacha akuogerako.
If God speaks of you still,
ne waba kufunana.
Though he is rebuking you, you are very blessed.
Wanga ino kuogerako eiza akakushiba obanga akufunana.
Of you either is be pleased of you or he rebukes you.
Yes, you was
when praise Jesus so much.
Yesa jukira nyo chiri.
But I get pleased much of the other.
Chayogera kumwana atukira mubana.
Speaks of the child above all.
Chayogera tuwe mwana angegwekora.
He speaks as my son. Whom I'm pleased of. You listen to him. When he speaks that on me, I feel the peace.
My
child, what is this you did? I feel I'm so shameful. To do what's not worthy. Because the Father who is holy. But that too pleases me. For he rebukes the one he loves.
Hallelujah.
We thank God for the good time he's given us. We still move on with the call and the covenant and the glory of God in the nation Uganda. In this era of AD, as it was on the nation of Israel in the era of BC, the call of God on the nation of Uganda on behalf of all nations.
Yes, he was
doing it. Praise Jesus so much. And this day we want it.
To look
at the book of Numbers of God
in the
new generation with the full knowledge of God and his glory. The book of Numbers of God in the new generation with the full knowledge of God and his glory.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. We are waiting for this time and we waited for knowledge. Why should God count the people? It involves the preparation to be helped as we are going to hear.
Yes, he was with you.
Praise Jesus so much. But before we begin, let me accept the givers the national anthem.
Let
us stand on our feet. It's a nation laying us in the hands of God. Where the nation of Uganda has reached. We need to go back to that word we sing in that song. That it prepares us afresh.
And
this book of numbers of God
is
a new generation with the full knowledge of God and His glory.
It is
given a charge to spearhead the call of the nation of Uganda. It's going to help us to prepare this nation, our spiritual part, and we help lighten the physical things. Let's play the national anthem. You can sit down.
Yes, you was with you.
Praise Jesus so much. As I have told you of, we are still moving on with the call and the covenant and the glory of God on the nation of Uganda in the era of AD. As it was on the nation of Israel in the era of BC.
Now,
it's the call of God which is on the nation of Uganda on behalf of all nations. And this day, we want to look to the book of Numbers. The book of Numbers of God, the new generation with the full knowledge of God and His glory, and that's this ministry. We've been given a distinctive work to spearhead in this work of the call of the nation Uganda. But this book of the numbers of God, new generation of the full knowledge of God and His glory, to help us to prepare all the Ugandans and our friends, those who love us from all the world,
even
all those loving God from the entire world, and they say we want to serve God, to prepare all of them where they will be, then we shall be moving in order as our God is. Praise Jesus so much. Maybe as we begin, we remember that our God all along is of order. It is the God who moves by seasons and times. When you read in the Corinthians, as we are going to begin, the Bible says our God all along moves in order. And this book of the numbers of God, it's going to put us in order as all His churches are.
Yes, yes, when you
praise Jesus so much all over the entire world, everyone will hear of it. They will want to do as the book of the numbers is. It's the book same which was in the Israel, which prepared and ordered the children of Israel
to
serve God to reach the birth of the Christ,
but
help you as you call to live in the entire world to prepare for the coming back of Jesus. Let's read the First Corinthians chapter 4. 14, and we see how our God is not of confusion. Then we shall cease all confusions to be in us, and we serve with Him. Praise Jesus so much. And we cease to hold confusions, that we get to serve with Him in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen. Abakolinsi ekisooka esula ya 14 olunyo lwa 3:3.
1 Corinthians 14 from verse 34.
Kubanga Katonda si wa kuyogana naye wa mirembe nga mu kanisa zonna ez'abatukuvu.
Yes, you was with you.
Praise Jesus so much.
Naye Katonda oyo gwe tusinza Katonda Kitaffe.
But the God the Father we worship, He is God the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. He is not of confusions. All things he puts them in order. All churches of the saints where they are to be in the entire world. And where they are even today. When you hear of this book, of the numbers of God in Uganda, as it was in Israel, don't be surprised.
We
are given a work just like theirs as we've been studying. But required of us to have an extreme order, never to wreak confusion, but to be a nation showing the glory of God. As we got our future and our nation, and we put it in the hands of God, just as we've had in the national army. He, God, wants to show his glory in this nation. God is of order. Say the book of the numbers of God. In the new generation with the full knowledge of God and his glory, this ministry has been given a charge to spearhead. They call upon the nation Uganda,
on
half of all nations in the entire world, which involves preparing for the coming back of Jesus. Praise Jesus so much. I want us to repeat this verse. First Corinthians 14 from verse 33.
Kubanga Katonda si wa lyogana naye wa mirembe nga mukanisa zonne z'abatukuvu.
Yes, he was with you.
Praise Jesus so much.
Kubanga Katonda wa fe.
For our God
siwa mutabango
is not of confusions.
Naye wa order,
but is of order. In all the churches of the saints. Now let me tell you, see, the seasons of past many. And indeed we gather, but we don't have order. And we fail to prepare the world as the church. For we ourselves are filled with confusion. Each one don't know how, where they are meant to stand. And they don't know where to walk. But as people who are working with God, it's required of us to copy from him. When
it
speaks in the 2 Corinthians chapter 6, and the verses 1, it speaks we are workers with him. Let us hear.
Abakolinso ekyokubiri esula ya mukaaga n'olunya olusooka.
2 Corinthians 6 from verse 1.
Era bwe tukolera emirimu awamu naye, tubeegayira obutaweerwa bwerere ekisa kya Katonda.
Praise Jesus so much.
Era bwe tukolera emirimu awamu naye,
as we do works together with him,
tubeegayiridde,
we urge you,
tulemuleme okuweebwa ekisa.
That you don't be given the grace in vain. Imagine God started to put his best in this nation to be able to work in all nations. Most of these you'll get from the vision which the Australian men brought.
Australian men like Wilhelm
Watzel, and Emil Klein.
What is the book called?
The vision was written in 1992. In the November, it was 14th.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus so much. And it appeared in the New Vision newspaper. But they showed God put his best in the nation Uganda. To be able to do his final work on the planet Earth. These are things of many years back. Just as we've been seeing the call of a nation. As we've been given a charge to work with God. What we have to first discover. According to what we've read in 1 Corinthians. Chapter 14. He's told us our God. Is not of confusion, but is of order in all churches of the saints. Praise Jesus so much. When we had in 2 Corinthians 6, in the verses 1, that we've been given a an opportunity to work with him.
Many
work with God as we have spoken. But what breaks most is the confusions in them. The book of the numbers of God in Uganda, as it was in the nation of Israel, it's going to help us to prepare all the churches and to prepare the world, mostly our nation of Uganda, which is called to lead the others, that we can be a good example. All things are meant to be done in seasons and times. For when you read in Ecclesiastes 3, God speaks like this. Ecclesiastes 3, from verses 1.
Mubulize sura yokusatu olinyo lusoka. Buli kintu kiriko entuko yakyo. Na buli kigambo ekiri wansi w'eggulu kiriko ekiseera kyakyo.
Praise Jesus so much. God to remain of order.
He's
telling you every word under the sun, it has its time. Everything done under the sun, put it in seasons and times to remain to be of order. Praise Jesus so much. You have to realize that many times we have not revealed of the seasons of our visitation, that too can harm us.
Now,
this book of the numbers of God in Uganda, as it was in Israel, praise Jesus so much. It helped us move on, look at those seasons. Praise Jesus so much. For when he speaks and he says, according to the book of Luke, he says, when we never knew the seasons of our visitations. Now we are in this world, we
have
that disorder of not understanding well. But when God helps us like today,
to
first understand those words, we shall be able to stand well.
Luke 12:54. Obugwanjuba amangu ago mugamba nti enkuba enetonya era bwekiba bwe kityo olunya olwa 5:5 bwe mulaba empewo ng'efuluma obukiiko owaddyo mugamba nti linaaba bbugumu era bwekiba olunya olwa 5:6 bannanfuusi mumanyi okukebera ekifaananyi ky'ensi n'eggulu n'ekiki ekibalobera okumanya okukebera obudde buno.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Let me tell you like this. Yes, is explained to us. Luke 12:54 and down. When we check out the clouds, we say it is going to be raining. When the mist comes, we say sunshine is to come.
But
the seasons like this, we've failed to realize them. You as in Uganda, there are things you see. But what do you understand? If you see confusion in Uganda, what do you understand in that? When you see another murder, another. Those who were of land and are fighting for it. What do you understand? We are going to get the book of numbers to give us the order. And we see how we are to help this nation which was called. And we help ourselves. When they say the nation called, it's me and you. And our friends. And all those loving God from the world.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
So
now, seasons like this mean what? What can help us get back on track? The book of numbers in Uganda. As it was in Israel.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. That is hypocrisy to claim we don't understand seasons like this. Yet we know God, we are obliged to him. For if you are not indebted to him, he would have given us protection. would have helped us be peaceful. But because we obliged to him, promised that to us Isaiah 19, that he will beat us till we've accepted our call.
Bring
the signs which show the call of the nation Uganda, that it's arrived and reached to be fulfilled. When we go to Luke 19,
Luke chapter 19 from verse 44.
After those wars exist,
there are seasons we are missing,
the seasons of our business. We've taken long, God speaking much on us, amongst us and among the nations. And we have a call.
The
problem we fail to understand how we are going to handle. If you refuse to understand what I've called you for, I'm going to beat you with your children, you will understand. Refuse to discover seasons of your visitation.
Let's
get back to 41, we understand well. Luke 19:41. Even today, our city, they are weeping over it. Not only the city as you Kampala,
but
as Uganda, you can weep over it.
When,
see what is moving on. Those days we've been having prayers is reduced to them. But let him help us.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus.
And
when God looks at this, our city,
Uganda.
But you can weep over it. People who are blessed.
Give
you a major reason why you're meant to get the book of Numbers.
But
it's going to tell you, where you're meant to stand, that you don't shift from the
order
of God. And you be in the season and time of God.
Let's
move on to weep beyond where we are.
Yes, he was weeping.
Praise Jesus.
For
God today, he looks at the Uganda
he
as he looked to Israel when they were in problems. And they forgot their call.
Yes, he was weeping.
Praise Jesus. When Jesus looks to this city,
I speak of Uganda.
He first weeps over it.
The
Holy Spirit who grieves over us.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus. And when he was telling me, that you know you're going to teach the book of Numbers in this time. Even though you would have brought it in the seasons ahead, but let me draw near the seasons. For you
were
meant to teach it after studying the Red Christ and his church. But you dropped that table. Where is that our table?
Yes, you must
praise Jesus.
And
go back through it this time. Because you're so bad love. I've looked at
you,
Uganda. You are not well.
Even
my name has been so shameful in you. Take them that book of Numbers. That they can understand where each one is to stand. And they come back, you fulfill the call I demand you of. That book is going to be showing you what you're going to do to fulfill the call of the nation Uganda. You're going to be prepared even to be taken care of till you've done what God wants. He too will give you the best.
Not
only you as a Ugandan, but all the Ugandans, all those loving God and their offerings, all from the entire world as they serve him. Let's read and we hear.
Luke 19:42. ebigambo by'emirembe naye kaakano bikwekeddwa amaaso go.
Ekizibu yangamba olaba
now apostle
osomesa okuyitibwa kw'eggwanga kuli wano
mukutuddekobannammwe
tebamanyi na bigambo bya mirembe
bubali
mu ntalo dduka goba ono kwata ono muteme mugobe mu towa poliisi ono naye kati saa zino bambi tebamanyi bigambo bya
mirembe
ffe tubiwulira
wanoyinza
kujja gitya
naye
bo tebalina kye
batebamanyi
nti balina n'okuyitibwa okw'amaanyi okubabangibwa
olaba
tebamanyi bigambo bya mirembe
baliawo
bobawulira ntalo bipopawa tumuleete oba yanaatuyamba kumbe si yagenda
obayamba
agenda bongeramu
obuvuyu
ekizibu ekiriwo kyekyo oluganda era katonda okutuyita leero ayagala tu olokosa leero
lwennyini
yesu
yeebazibwa
kubanga gwe musaale mu kuyimiriza obuvuyu buno oba
okubwongeramu
gw'okyatuddeeyo
batugamba
otandika tv
buli
omwana nedda
kantereko
ebyenfuna
byange
bisika bw'abaana
bangebanasikira
mumanyi ebibeerawo nga gavumenti
zikyuka
okunyaga ebintu okufiirwa
ebyala
ebihinga ebyo
naye
ate singa zikyuka nga waliwo emirembe
gya katonda
bikyuka nga birungi
gwolooza bamanyi ekigenda mumaasomwe muliyano mwenjoyiea
ebyobulamu ebyemirembe mu
uganda
mwayogerwako edda
mu bunabbi
mu byafaayo nga baboogerako birungi byereere naye temukyajjukira oli wano kutumya obibagamba naye tebamanyi bobalooza
maanyi
ajavaako
abibulko
kakati gwewadira future n'ogiteeka mumikono
gyaate
oyagala
gyekontrolingire
gwewagamba future yaffe neyensi
yatubiwaddeyo
mikono
gyayamanyi
ebinaddawo
kubanga
era future yagitambulidde ati mbwe oyagala gireeta ne people simanyi
ebintu
byammwe eyo
byemwoge
abasinga
bagambaalabika
omuntu oyo omuwagizi wa
musevenisiwagira
nga ku museveni
yasimulondangaempagira
katonda era ngegera katonda byagamba omanyi abantu temwagala ddagala naye kandi bawerwa mpaka tujja kusiba obugere n'engalo ekisamba eddagala
tuliiweyo
lwampapa nga tukunyize nemba osobole
okuwona
yesu yeebazibwa museveni simulondangako
bukyagambaye
nze njogera ebyo katonda byamwogerako neyayogera
mu uganda
ate siina bukyayijali
siina
gwe nali nkyayi mu uganda kabaamiini
simukyawakubanga
bye yakola byebyo byatugwanira
mu mbeera zaffe zetwali
nze siina mukulembeze gwe nali
nkya
kubanga bonna baabeerangako
katonda
asiimi kubanga future twali
twagiwaayofuture
yaffe
neyegwakati
yabateekanko nga tumaze
kulampu
bwe twatereera
naleeta
museveni bwe tutabuse
nayeneimutabukako
agala kwogera
bintuatusome
ekitabo
kyokuba
yesu yeebazibwa
katusooka
tumaleyo ensonga
lwaki
tugenda osoma ekitabo
ekyoera
lwaki tukisoma tuddiremuko
luka esula ya 19:42
tayo kulwanamu olumu
Luka esula ya 19 nyolwana molumu.
Luke chapter 19 verse 41.
Awo yasembera okumpi nalabe kibuga nakikabira.
Nera Yesu kati amaziga agaisa moyo moto.
And tears Jesus passes them through the Holy Spirit.
Oyagenderi nasinda nokusinda okutayogeka
akaba namaziga. Grown with groanings unspeakable.
Naye wonye kuanga lyayogeddeke banga.
What does the nation is spoken of for long?
Prophecies
in the Bible.
Mu history ayogedwa kuva munsi yonna.
Spoken from the entire world.
Mu bunabbi obufuluma.
Prophecies coming in the eras of AD.
Mu Uganda nokuva bweru wa
Uganda. And outside Uganda.
When he
looks at us.
Labana abashumba
ba. Look at our pastors in Uganda.
Ori yagenze ropa munde lebatta. What were we into?
They are things and they are surprising.
God
thinks them and wonders. Let me beat them more. But we ask him, forgive us.
Let's
settle like today.
Luka esula ya kumi na mwenda olinyolwa na mwebi.
Luke 14 verse 42.
Ngagamba anti. Singa manyi kuluna kuluno gwe ebigambo bye mirembe
ndi singa kale lero luno singa bitegere kale
yokale known today
oli mubuvuyo tetuganye Uganda
riots yes Uganda
na ye olisobola tegere ebigambo
you understand the words of peace
ebigambo byo kuitibwa
the words of our call
okutabadde kwa lero
which is not been of today
kuli mubyawa ndi kwa mu Bible
scriptures in the Bible
okedwa ku history by European
history by European
by European explorers
the explorers spoken of in prophets.
And
to tell
you.
You don't know.
You think
you're going to create peace by strength of humanity.
Yes, we have a
praise Jesus.
Sing over Doma
these words of peace. In the Roman
time.
How good are the feet of those who bring the peace, the gospel of peace.
Enonjiri ya mirembe mu Uganda
kuwatoraba buvuyo Uganda you see right
ayo kuitwa kwa gwanga mukujja kwako
the call of the coming of the call coming it wants to bring peace.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus.
So roza kunsonga
think of that issue
ruacho some kitabo choko
why we stand in the book of Numbers.
Luka esura ya 19 olinyolwa na mwesatu.
Luke 19 verse 43.
Luka sura ya 19 nyolwa na mwebiri.
Luke 19 verse 42.
Ngagama singoma nyikuluna kulunogwe. Ebigambo byemirembe naye kakano bikwekeddwa amasogo.
Now friends.
Umanya kavugo bikabara okujja.
No when confusion comes. In any place.
Ruinjo kuba lutawo lutamanye muzira.
It can be a war which never knows anyone who is the hero. And they can shoot a bullet. The one
who
would have carried your child, you lift off a dog. Go with it.
As
to reach, to cow, bring the child to breastfeed them.
You're
breastfeeding your dog, looking at you like that. You can
kick,
yet it has no cases committed.
This,
the moment people, where they beat those who are innocent.
Yes, we
have a
praise
Jesus.
Jesus.
For havoc is much.
I
know you may be cooking. And the war has come.
No so
and you first take off
no
the
take
food. You put it down.
No
you carry it in charcoal stove. You carry it, run with it.
Your
motive was to run with your food.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus.
Everyone
has failed. The rightful thing they were made to do. Who can help us? It is God. What is that? Bring us
to take
an order. To put us in order.
For
His Excellency, you were
removed.
He would have done because of much confusion. No more knows it. You may
say
the Minister of Finance now.
And he's
the one in charge of the army. Confusion.
You know, it tries to extricate
who will be able, but things have gotten worse. You are sitting, you don't know what's out there. Confusion. Even pastors who would have shepherded spirits, them too are confused. Abuses the other, reports them. Others are wizards. Let's finish these verses.
Luke chapter 19, verse 43. Kubanga enaku ziri kujira. Abalabe bo lebali kuzimba ko ekigo. Bali kwetolola. Bali kuzingiza enjuyi zonna.
Ekizibu kye tulina kati.
The problem we have.
Abalabe baffe bafunye akati.
Even our enemies have gotten a gap.
Era bali mukutusetinga ebintu ebikambwe
byabwe mu bwawa. Promoting wild things in the nation. Those who want oil,
they
try to support those who will give them access. Those who want to dig gold,
and we hinder
them for living, they treat the moment to arise. Everyone who wants here,
what
who
are
those who want a section to enter here, they have also surrounded us. But God is good. For you called us.
Promised
us as an hold his hand till we fulfill that call.
He has given
us all wisdom.
We want to implement it. But
as I speak,
they
have surrounded
us.
There are even nations who are spearheading those things. Using the moment of this confusion
to
stir up different people.
Luke 19 verse 43. Naba nabo abali mundayo sote bali kuleka mujinja eriri kungulu kujinja kubanga tewamanya biro bya kuchalirwako
ejo no chechimu ko bizibu byetasika.
One of the problems we've made,
kama yatuchalira da,
God visited us long time.
Naiba da girabye tuliko.
Look at what we up to.
So ekitabo kino ekyokubala,
now this book of Numbers,
tuteka mu order.
It's to put us in order.
Kitabo ekyokubala,
the book of the numbers of God
Uganda,
in Uganda, as it was in Israel.
It's
basically the new generation
with
the full knowledge of God and His glory.
Those
given a charge to lead all Ugandans and all those who love God from the entire world to fulfill the call upon this nation.
Which
involves the destiny of preparing the entire world for the coming back of Jesus.
Yes, we have been.
Praise Jesus so much.
We are going to read
the book of the numbers of Israel, what was
there.
These are summaries of things you have to see.
The
other was an introduction.
Yes, we have.
Praise Jesus so much.
The
other has been an introduction.
All
the main reasons why we are to see the book of
Numbers.
You're going to first see the book of the numbers of God in Uganda as it was in Israel.
That's the
first part. I'm summarizing what you are to see. The first thing you have to see, the book of Numbers in Uganda, the book of the numbers of God in Uganda, as it was in Israel, to prepare us to fulfill our call. The second thing you have to see,
the date
you joined this ministry.
It will
help us to count
the
seasons we would have spent.
And we
entered in the work of God.
That
we don't fail to seek the enough wisdom. The second thing I told
you,
you're going to see the day. The date.
You are joining the ministry.
We should join up this ministry.
Or
which you're going to be joining it. It's going to help you count the years.
And
you hold a wise heart. This time you don't waste time in God.
And
years pass by, you've not done any work. Not added more wisdom. Not added others to understand. That's going to help you get out of it. The third thing. You're going to understand your spiritual gift.
All
your spiritual gifts. This will mark your home in heaven. And the work of God is sent to do on the world. The third. You're going to know your spiritual gift or gifts. It will mark you. What you are called to do on the world. When you come from home in heaven. That you don't sit when you don't have a spiritual gift.
And
you don't serve because you don't know it. The fourth thing. Your job or your jobs. And to know your natural gifts. Or the natural gifts.
You're
called to be an engineer.
Doctor.
Muzimbi. A builder.
Murusi wa bintu ebya
he makes crafts.
Designer.
A designer.
Accountant.
Waitibwa
kuyingira mu government.
You're called to enter the government.
Okolayo.
What are you doing there?
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Okay, no,
you're going to be in order.
And
you will do as God wants.
Amen.
No, in this world we've been doing jobs much. Yet we don't move with our spiritual natural gifts given us.
You
find an army officer is a doctor. And he injects you as if he injects a cow.
We're
going to put us in order, we shall settle. And we ask the government
if
they want to be helped by us, we are available.
We
shall prepare Ugandans, they will get perfected.
In
the name of the Lord Jesus. By authority of the Holy Spirit. Even Africa, we shall prepare it.
Studying
all the what's not to help you study it? You have to study your work, your gifts,
the
natural gift you are to move with, and the spiritual. That's why some of you have no favor. You
have
worked on that job, you earned nothing on it. You think they bewitch you. You
are
in a gift not yours. You struggle and figure in there. Those meant to be doctors.
Right now,
I wonder where they are working from, their farmers. Even jobs were reduced in Africa. Those meant to do this, they didn't do that. If we
cook
each one in their gifts, jobs will increase. Those are the Western nations. Jobs increase. Don't you see China?
It
progress because everyone studies their work.
Those
who study English,
they get
works to interpret their colleagues who don't
know it. But
all of you studied English.
Okay,
would have studied. But there are even other languages. You didn't study them to get jobs and works there.
Let's finish the
summary.
The big
thing we are to see. the place where you live, or your residential address. Why should we know where you live? We are going to give you bishops to take care of you, spiritual and physically. You progress to what extent? Physically. Failed where that you can be helped.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
It
means you've given us of your family members. We know in the house where you are. You are there with how many people?
Government.
Don't you think you've helped the government?
Amen. Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
We
know how your progress is to be.
Government to Jigambe na
tell church government, as church as we help, give us of money of prosperity.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
This
is going to ease our life.
And there's
no more confusion. The sixth thing, it will be your contact. Our communication with you, and it will help us to teach you how to communicate with God. Most people think it's us who speak with God alone. God has ways of communicating with us. That's how we are going to study. The seventh thing, we shall have moved how? It's not on there. How are we moved? We begin immediately.
Yes,
we praise yes. Jesus so much.
So
we've gone back to the first we explained. The book of Numbers of God in Uganda. As it was in Israel.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much to help prepare us in the serving of God in the name of the Lord Jesus. What you have to first know, according to Jonah chapter 1 and the verses 8, these things are asked us, even Jonah, they asked them to him. Jonah chapter 1 verses 8.
Jonah esule soka olunyolomu nana.
Jonah chapter 1 from verses 8.
Aone bamugamba nti kale tubulire gwe tulagibwe akabika no kutuba ako. Omulimu go mulimu ki?
Omanyi akubulira olaba.
Let me tell you, you see.
Okuba gwe Uganda kati otandisolete ebizibu bantu
bonna. Maybe Uganda you began to bring problems on all people.
Olw'okuba tewayimiridde mu kifo
kyo. Because you didn't stand in your position.
Era olabika nga Yona.
And you appear like Jonah.
Naye se yagala kumanya.
But the world wants to know.
Lwaki akabika no kwangira jutuukako?
Why is this evil moving on to happen on it? And you as church, you are asked today.
But now Uganda babuuza.
Ugandans ask.
Why
are we like this?
And
you are running, you refuse the call of God. They have sent you, you've moved elsewhere. Jonah chapter 1 verses
8.
What is your job and work? You minister as who? Now
there
are thieves hidden in religions and
beliefs
and in salvation. They are thieves.
They
have no responsibility that they preach the gospel. Jonah chapter 1 verses
8.
Where are you coming from?
Ensi ya mwensi chi. Echikacha mwechikachi.
You come from which clan?
Olunyoro mwenda.
Verses 9.
Na bagamba nti ndi mwebulania. Ntia mukama katonda.
You're going to explain them to us.
Yone sule soko nyoro mwenda.
Jonah chapter 1 verses 9.
Nabagamba nti ndi mwebulaniya nti amukama Katonda w'omugulu eyakola ennyanja n'olukalu. Olunyolwe 10 aw'abantu ne batya nnyo ne bamugamba nti kino kiki ky'okoze ggwe. Kubanga abantu bamanya nti odduse mu maaso ga Mukama.
Now listen.
The world knows very
Uganda
well. Uganda is one who has brought a problem. People who are spiritual.
Uganda,
no way. Uganda was made to stand in this time.
The
corruption in church in the entire world. The case is on Uganda. You run from God. You do your own things. That began that you understand. Questions to be answered you answer as you write. They are not outside the scriptures. They are not outside scriptures. And he spoke in the book of Numbers. Numbers chapter 1 from verse 1 to 5. Where are you standing?
You're going to hold
is which work?
Each
to hold the banner and we go to work. Jonah chapter 1 verses 10.
Awo abantu ne batya nnyo ne bamugamba nti kino kiki ky'okoze ggwe. Kubanga abantu bamanya nti adduse mu maaso ga Mukama. Kubanga yalinga ababulide.
Agati tuzite tukogerwako bingi.
We've been spoken on much.
Ngegwangira tumanyiddo.
As a nation we are known.
Naye bamanyi bulungi ffe tulese ebizibu mu kanisa.
They know it has brought problems in the church. In the entire world.
Era n'okuleeta ebizibu mu Uganda.
Even to bringing problems in Uganda.
Yes, yes, enjawo.
And the different nations.
Katusomeko mu kitabo ky'okubala.
Let's read in the book of Numbers. Numbers chapter 1 from verses 1 to 5.
Okubala esula esoka olunyo lusoka.
Numbers chapter 1 from verse 1.
Awo Mukama nayogerera ne Musa mu ddungu lya Sinai muweema ey'okusisinkaniramu ku lunaku olw'olubereberye olw'omwezi ogwokubiri mu mwaka ogwokubiri nga bamaze okuva mu nsi y'e Misiri ng'ayogera nti olunyo olw'okubiri. Mubale omuwendo gw'ekibiina kyonna eky'abaana ba Isirayiri. Ng'enda zaabwe bwe ziri, ng'ennyumba z'abakitaabwe bwe ziri, ng'omuwendo gw'amannya gaabwe bwe guli, buli musajja ng'emitwe gyabwe bwe giri. Olwokusatu, abaakamaze emyaka 20 n'okukirawo, bonna abayinza okutabala mu Isirayiri, gwe na Alooni muli babala ng'eggye lyabwe bwe liri. Olunyolo kuna, era wali bawamu namu omusajja owamu buli kika, buli muntu omutwe gw'ennyumba ya bakitaawe. Olwokutaano, era gano ge mannya g'abasajja baliyimirira wamu nammwe. Ku Lewubeeni,
twagala abasajja abagenda okukola ki?
We want men.
N'abakyala abagenda oyimirira wamu naffe.
Women who are going to stand with us.
Okutuukiriza okuyitibwa okuli ku ggwanga lya Uganda.
Fulfilling the call which is on the nation Uganda.
Lw'amawanga gonna.
On behalf of all the nations.
Naye ngenda kusaba oddemu mpolampola kuba kulina
olusoma. Request you repeat slow from verse 1.
Okubala essuula esooka olunya olusooka.
Numbers chapter 1 from verses 1.
Awo Mukama n'ayogera ne Musa mu ddungu lya Sinai. Muweema ey'okusisinkaniramu. Ku lunaku olw'olubereberye olw'omwezi ogw'okubiri. Mu mwaka ogw'okubiri ng'abamaze okuva mu nsi y'e Misiri. Ng'ayogera nti, olunyo olw'okubiri, mubale omuwendo gw'ekibiina kyonna eky'abaana ba Isirayiri. Ng'enda zaabwe bwe ziri, ng'ennyumba z'abakitaabwe bwe ziri, ng'omuwendo gw'amannya gaabwe bwe guli, buli musajja gwe mutwe gwabwe, ng'emitwe gyabwe bwe giri. Olunyo olw'okusatu. Abaakamaze emyaka 20 n'okukirawo.
Ba mu biro biri.
In those days,
yali myaka 20.
It was 20 years.
N'okudda
wa. And above. And they began to count that as a man and a woman. He says we have 18 and above years. Is it not that? We have even a hope reduced to 16 years. Most people say it comes from words. Things of reducing years happen in different seasons. When the counting is going to move on, we want to correct with this nation. That every season let them change. For our growth kept on changing. When you count on the 18 years of before, you counted wrongly. Seasons keep changing as I'm going to pass through. Let's repeat verse 3 and we hear. Numbers chapter 1 verse
3. Bonna bayinza okutabala mu Isirayiri. Gwe ne Aaron muli babala ng'eggye eryabwe bwe liri.
Yes, you was with
praise Jesus. Those who spent 20 years.
You put it
what?
Census.
They say they have to count from 20. Those were olden years. Seasons had to change. And they
stand
now it's 18 years.
Even
seasons have reached, they have to say 16 years. Seasons to reach, they will say 14 years.
Because
God, every season, he keeps changing human years.
If
you count 18 years, you're going to make people
left behind.
And you say they're not matured, yet they say they are mature. And even in church,
spend
many years when you don't mature spiritually, it's very dangerous.
If
you don't grow in understanding and knowing of God. Now, God cuts seasons like this. In the Genesis 6, came reducing years. Reducing of years has to happen in Uganda of people who are mature, that now they are mature. Stop counting on 18 years. These people marry at 14 years. Some time back, getting pregnant was on how many years? 14, this day is even 9 years old.
It is like a girl.
9 years if you go there, you say problems, you get pregnant. Even our growth changed. All hormones mature quick. Because of things we eat which hold many chemicals. Now concerning counting, people count, how was it come here? We started the call of Uganda on behalf of all nations. We are on the standard of God.
I'm
showing you God reduces years, seasons and what's moving on. We are in Genesis chapter 6. Genesis chapter 6 from verse 1.
Awo abantu bwe basooka okweyongera ku nsi ne bazaala abaana ab'obuwala. Olunnya olw'okubiri, abaana ba Katonda ne balaba abawala b'abantu nga balungi ne bawasanga abakazi mu bonna be baalonda. Olunnya olw'okusatu, Mukama n'ayogera nti, omwoyo gwange teguwakanenga na muntu emirembe n'emirembe. Kubanga na ye gwe mubiri. Na ye nakuze ziri be miaka 12.
Yes, he was with.
Praise Jesus. When you go to Genesis chapter 5, people married when they are 300 years. But when it reached the Genesis 6, God reduced the years. And when you've lived long, you live 120 years. Do you think it's still like that?
So,
in this word, we mean what? As a nation called to resume counting people in Uganda, years have to be changed from 18 years.
wakiri okuva 16 mukago bakumine
na we start from 16 or from 14 years
abana babira bakuze daga bayino kuwereza gwanga abateke
and they have to serve the nation when they understand
kuwereza katonda
the serving of God. That's why a child of God, born again, is accepted to be baptized when they are 7 years. Yet at 14 years, they must start ministry because of the 7 years which have added on.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
And
those going to fill that book,
yes,
praise Jesus. Start from 14 years to above. If you're under 8, your mother or your father will feel on your behalf. If you've reached 14 years, you will feel yourself with the family of your mother and your father and your brethren. You two, we are watching over
your family.
You have to bring suggestions which are rightful in that family. Child, 14 years, you're still there.
And
if man is not there, you still ask for the man. You can't sense and see the situation prevailing. Children are going to begin to reason with the parents.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
So
that word has been brought, you understand. Many times we've been just growing aimless in church. We have no order, you're just growing in years. And they don't raise you. There you have no order in the world.
Yet
God you worship is the God of order. Children are very rebellious.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus.
So
we want to be told the way of counting and which years.
Uganda,
in Uganda, you know, when you go to America this time, they're on 16 years. England is suggested to move to 14 years.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus. We on the standard of God, we are going to move ahead of them.
Amen.
We show them what to do.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus.
As
we've seen the book Genesis 6, when God reduced the
earth,
their past time.
We
move to the era of King David in the Psalms 90. The years they reduced them more. Years of living of people reduced. You, the mature, you still count them on the other years. And you have confusions. When you are in schools and you teach, say a person has begun to mature at 14 years and now they have matured. You show them even what grows on them. And to say
science
and the government, each one contends against the other. Science say they are mature.
Government
say they are not mature till they reach 18 years.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
We
move to Psalms 19. Let's read from verse 9.
Zaburi esura ya chenda olunyolo mwenda.
Psalms 90 from verses 9.
Kubanga naku za fezo na zita mbusungu ho. Emiaka jafejikuwa ho ngechirozo. Ule kumi, enaku ze miaka jafe, miaka nsanvu. Elana ya amanyi gaweze miaka chinana.
When
you try
much,
imagine from Genesis 6, they reduced us to 120 years.
We moved
some long time.
Read
Psalms 90. Era is of King David.
He
told him, I tell you,
the
years have reduced on us.
And
they pass away from us when we've done nothing in them.
And
if
I've
forced 70 years.
But if you eat
good food, the vegetables and grains, and
they
are not in
good,
you can push your years. You reach 80 years. The problem which is this, brethren. For not knowing seasons changed. That day you spend your years studying.
You
reach to work most of your years, you wasted them. Others,
we enter church,
we are in there, we don't mature.
You're
there that you're waiting for God every day, and others don't work.
They work
from there, they have become thieves, they begin ministries.
They begin
the tithes and offerings,
and
buy for them pork and the other things.
When
they spend years as they wake up, their gray hair is in their head. They have gotten they sleep in the
synagogue.
They wake up like a thief. They begin
the
ministry. They rob the children of God.
But enough.
Now we too spend years studying.
We
study baby class.
Baby
to top 3 years.
Hey, baby to top. Emiaka dijo. No,
you finish
no quarter primary.
Get primary. 7 years.
Ejemeka.
That is 10 years.
What are
you calling them? You began when you were how many years?
Okay.
After you begin, you enter all level, ordinary education.
Emiaka ena.
4 years.
No gatako elevu.
You join on advanced level. 2 years.
Those
are how many? 16 years.
No yingira makerere.
Enter university.
No yingira university. No somaye na kwe.
Above years.
No furuba.
You get out.
Ngawaunga dangawakoa. Toki asomra kulani ngawa.
The mind is tired, can no more plan.
Rose office. No soando kuyi yobu mono.
Office, you can't invent anything. See the problem there. When we reach
the
gift, our work, we shall see we've been so much affected by those issues.
Spiritual gift.
Even in the spiritual gift,
you have
to be a professional at preaching at 14.
Yes.
Even a few scriptures, you don't have them. Praise Jesus.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus so much.
And
we don't want to spend our years in vain.
The truth, though, that is
the counting in the world, counting to is not clear. And the church,
just
hanging there, whether there are how many, they progress to what extent?
As long as
they gather
congregation
and they gather tithe and offerings.
But
the number of people, they don't know where they live, how they survive. They commit sin, they don't know where they come from. Let's repeat Psalms 90.
Zaburi esura ya chendo linyoro mwenda.
Psalms 90 verses 9.
Kubanga enaku za fezo nazita mu busungu bo.
Enaku zigenda jibusiyo.
Days move and pass like that.
Oliawo kakatebereza.
Now imagine.
Osomie.
You've studied.
Jukira bamu mutandika muri na miaka.
Some of you start at 7 years.
Ogeno malirizo
usoma. Finish studying. You are 35 years.
from university.
You come from university.
They ain't got no experience.
You don't have experience, but they want the one of 2 years. Enter 37. As you go to the mirror, you are like Pastor Bosa, bald head.
But you can move the way Peter put the Nino Cooper.
I must be up to steal.
Nisinga watandi kango.
When you had strength,
they
have to work and they study for 30 years. Your gift? Outwit us as we don't know his schemes as if.
You know why
a pastor begins a church and they are bold, they have to steal from you?
You know
they have spent suffering in Jesus? Now there are these boys. They
are
crying, committed, they entered this church. And they're like
12, 13 years.
Spent another 15 years.
They
sleep on the floor. When they go begin a ministry, you will face them in your pocket.
We spend
our years in vain.
Yes, we have
raised Jesus.
So to what we know kuyiga.
Now we have to learn
okubara.
To count.
Ebintu byonna bitekebwa mu kubara.
All things to be put in counting.
Yes, we have
raised Jesus.
If
you press much
years,
it is 70.
Greens
which are not organic.
You
enter 80. Let's read verse 10.
Zaburi eyachenda olunyolo kumi.
Psalms 90 verses 10.
Enaku z'emyaka gyaffe gy'emyaka nsanvu. Era naye amaanyi g'emmere gaweza emyaka kinaana. Naye amalala gaawe kwe kutegana n'okunakuwala okwereere.
Now
the problem.
I studied diploma degree.
As you finish, you are bent like that. You have diploma in what? When you
don't
have no job, have no experience. Some of you are acting proud. You waste
years.
This is the era of King David.
70 to 80.
This day is how many years?
All
if you feel pain at 12 years, 16 years, you have back pain. 20, you begin to bend like that. How bones we feel pains in them. You sat in a class years. You are there. They finish your bath. I don't know if you study. But what you study is not serious.
If you try to eat at 8 years, God told Elijah, go in the strength of food 40 days, day and night. 40 years.
As you reach, sunglasses have to be burning. Even forgetting
this
increased.
Seasons
keep changing. Even the world is getting wild.
Now
you waste it.
Marathon.
Athletics. Not their gift, their athletics.
Etuganye kola duiro oli
wadde. Don't refuse to do your.
Nayate oli we oduka. Ojate no kujira kalisi ya mutemuli
mbago. As you reach no calcium in the bones.
Omuntu alina kirabo kyo buddusi.
Pastor with the gift of athletics.
Alina kuduka na akifuna mu na akifuruma.
Run and get something from it and get out of it.
Era ba kulimitinga ne bagambo ogenda ko makumi aka gino
kutu. To end running to these years.
Obwana
the children
mubutu teno obongo tebunna bakwezimba
musoma built they have gone to school
tovola boinza nokaita nkafu kakachi
call them they became dumb the moment here
kuma champa wombye tidivubuke
very cold
tebwe basana bulungi soka gena kusomera
you chase them to school
bali bubera mtibira
bali to school something like that
ne muli okamu mu bongo
ne use ne
kuba kuba
squeeze it
bof kati upangu luko
yes
eroka itaka
because yes they are not steady
omenye kya vira kaba zungwa
what cause those why
ebiro bidi eri aso kamatala mu
before to get
ngabogera bali bati you know everything is okay
they are not steady
bali nga basomesa abana we batyo ne babizula ntyali kirwadde ne babikyusa
was wrong they changed it
Tui noku, omanye, chitabu choku, but achiri kwa zitu
beji. The book of Numbers holds many things.
Na hii kukone na kemi mwote kia.
But I hint on something
to understand
why God has brought it back in Uganda as it was in Israel.
Chitambu funze, tuli chisoma mbiro biyache obo
juhu. Briefly passing it, but we shall study its fullness in its time.
Na hii kukuli lewe, tuliko wane.
Things we are up to.
Ngati tuwete kiriza miyaka jia.
Don't take mind our years.
Yetumanye, vintu bichuse, viti ya
biyoko bada. Don't know how things of numberings have changed.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus.
But to be a Mukanisan, so I could have Miyaka Jeff,
count our years we spent there.
Tumaramu said, I've been,
we spent a long time.
I didn't know that we
added nothing in
the world. I didn't
even physically, we've got nothing.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus.
Katio Orimu Miyaka Jijo, Kumbiasa,
in plus 30 years.
Ne, Omutoma,
you
actually quit me
about the ball is on your head.
Imagine writing Kazi called in MV.
You know why you have gray hair on 30 years?
Nabamu muri nabiri mweta.
You are like me.
Nganzi.
You are like me.
The three wabiri mweta.
I'm 31.
Naba
kati. I see I've gotten old.
Duachi.
Why?
Kati njagala okora mu bwangu sina budde.
Work quick. I have no time.
Nasoka ne malibu budde budde.
I first visited long time.
Ngapandike ebitabo.
I was writing down books.
Nga nsoma kali.
I was studying.
Ngana yemi yensoma atesibye
ngendo kola. What I studied is what I was
doing. Nsoma kirabo kya.
I didn't study my gift.
Katonda chiyapo kuweleza.
God gave it to me.
Saso meya bwa engineer.
I didn't study an engineer.
Nina. Nina iwa nange. Nasoma nasari primary.
I studied nasari primary.
Simanyi erebo.
O level. A level.
Eh! Ngendo madidize bitabo
ka bitaderi yonna. Books, I put them all aside.
Arenga ni musayansi mbara mafi kwabara ne papuro bamme
counted the papers
uri kunambe
muri mon one number
mu paper makumi
ya like 20 papers
ochabara
you are counting
ne tusoma nyo ne tuunga
but we got mad
singa kwasoma nyo oyongera kuchira bwacho
add on your gift
don't amara budde
don't waste time
amagezi ngogongera kwecho choli nokora
add on what you meant to
atu ani bade bakafuru nyo
would have been so much professionals
yovula bayantu ala mulugendo lwe kula asomese byonna
asobola in the jar of heaven to teach me what I can handle
lwa amala miaka musanvu ne
7 years
ye kana mfuste professor
I'm almost a professor 7 years
yes we have to
praise Jesus
ne kati emiaka noli okojimalira
you waste years there
obwana mbusomeseza mu kuma
cha in the morning early
tewe bakaburungi babu komya olete
bring them back very late
bukera nyo
they wake very early
bakasawa kumi
sawe at 7
babu tishe the homework abwat
they pile the homework they sleep around 11 in the night
bichewe yamuliko bana yobanda mwe
do you guys
bamwe bana bakato
oh you children of God
emiaka jasa likatijiti
alikeje we are reduced that no more many
obunafuko omubiri bweyongera
but the weakness increased
abantu bwe tubatuddamu okubaala mu Uganda
people when we count them again babalide
ku miaka 14
we shall start from 14 years
ntibakuze
that they are
olwasobola okukozesa emiaka giri egi
that they can use
agendo okutuuka nga akimanyi muntu omukulu
rich there they know they are mature things which are clear. But to live, they are not mature. They are getting immoral and prophetic.
That's what they're planning.
They can't even plan.
They
know they are still young.
You know,
the young do things of the young.
You tell them they're not mature
prophetic things.
That's what
many they get, they can't use
money.
They go to the
waste.
Opens account to plan for money. At the infant years,
Moses 7
has made us poor. You two were to help him. Is he going to put money in your pocket? Also got anger to me. How can a man preach over that evil man good things? If we even preach Satan of the evil things, would have said, why do we speak of Satan? If we preach of Satan, that God has revealed us.
Even in seven,
we speak of him what God reveals to us. Not that we speak, that we are looking for things from him.
Yes, we
praise Jesus.
All what I tell you,
brethren, we need a help in the book of Numbers. As God has brought it in Uganda, teach us the extreme order of God.
To
reach 70 years when you stand normal. You stand
to
35 years.
35 years.
In 5-10 years. You reach 40-50. You'll be able to make wealth.
It's
you going to steal from us.
I should not get out of it. Yes, we have
praise Jesus.
Kakati obudde bwe twamala.
Now the time we wasted.
Manyi gemere wakiriga
we bread of food.
We got to see ina kati banda simanyi.
I don't know right now.
But kambuze ko kumwabali na kumyaka
enje. Let me ask you, some of you having many years.
Amekanga mweza ata.
How many of you reach 50 years?
Okay.
Don't mweza ata. You've reached 50 years.
Muulira muti.
How do you feel? If we run, can you survive the marathon? How many of you reach 30 years? Can you survive?
Do
you know you're all wear out? How many of you reach 20 years? How do you feel?
The head is aching.
That's why we need to pray. God will ask marvels and strengthen us.
If
it's not that, even standing the time he stands here, you cannot.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Things
of this education system has to be changed. In the book of Numbers, as God has brought it in Uganda, as it was in Israel, and we don't waste time for our children and to stagnate their minds.
Africa.
It's time to arise.
Get
every time from being a woman, a weak vessel. Spoke in Ecclesiastes, he said that too much studying of many books. Let's hear what it does.
I
don't know what you're trying to do.
But
the correction of God, let it come to you. Ecclesiastes 12, verses 12.
Erana te mwana wange. Labuka. Okukola nge bitabe ebingi tekuliko kye kukoma. N'okuyiga ennyo kukoya omubiri.
Kati okuŋŋanyiza ebitabo.
Now you've gathered books.
Tekukoma.
It never ends.
Era naye oba ensi yabakyemera.
Don't know what's wrong with the world. God wants tells you.
When
you started to the death time of your life.
No,
even too much studying.
Study.
Don't study your gift even. You get wearing.
Africa.
As you come from school, you're tired.
They
don't call you the office, you're
office.
Looking for the office,
and
the toys, and the shoe loses its shape. Reach the office, started accountants, and they tell you 2004. You bring a calculator, you have to use the calculator for that. You got mad.
You studied
accountancy.
You
first studied history. You first studied history. You joined at CRE. You joined all.
They
gave us 21 subjects.
Yet
a memory space in the
brain,
the body got tired.
If
they discovered you are an accountant, right from when you entered primary, and you studied that, you would have counted, and we got surprised. See what you studied before. Now go back to baby class. You've entered.
You're an accountant.
Entered in the baby class. You studied what there? All your colleagues, what they study is what you study. You enter top class. You
are
an accountant, but see what you're studying.
Primary.
You enter primary. You get science.
And SSP.
Social studies.
English.
English.
Luganda.
Luganda.
RE,
religious education. Literacy. Here is what they call literacy these days. That's an accountant studying all that. Instead of studying mathematics and English, help them understand what they are going to do.
They are
studying all. After they enter all level, ordinary education,
and
they pile them 21 subjects. They carry A bag is getting tired, the mind tired, the legs tired, carrying heavy books.
I got your mama wango di muri mine. Eva, I'm so messy.
My mother, you are a farmer, but they told you things of not farming.
Yamani bizari muri mine. Mutawa anya.
The garden farmer
experience.
Not got enough experience.
Musumba mchim.
Pastor mchim.
Esonge yujuki.
What you speak of that issue?
Something else angers.
They give you many topics. And they bring three questions in them. And that foolishness, I hate it. You study all level. You know, you started. Why do you trouble me with them?
Create those with which
look at our gifts. They look at the gift on you.
The people in the West.
They look at the child, their work. Their profession is in that.
You
trouble me 21 subjects.
I drop how many?
You drop three, you may read the revelation. You move on.
I don't want foolishness like that.
You give me what I read. I studied mine, I know them. Let's do like this.
When it's us, bring them
and we swear they shall not pass them.
You people, our mind to wear us, you stop them when you taught us plenty things. You get a book, what did they bring?
Where you come, you forget. You reach to enter the exam, you forget what you've read behind you, pass through again. You come to the paper. Don't you think the books have wearied your minds? God, now you can't invent. You claim Museveni, give us jobs.
Why didn't you study to create jobs?
Praise the Lord Jesus. Last time I was going to pick my son from school. He told me I'm not going to study books again. For what I studied is not what they brought. Now you may say, numbers, what can it do in Uganda and Africa? It's going to prepare us. The time we've been wasting and the bodies too are tired. Though we try to pray that you get power of the Holy Spirit. But the world, what's eaten, is ceased to hold strength. And even because of sin, God reduces years. Yes, judge you two as if you don't have the light of the word of God. Let's repeat Ecclesiastes as we hear. Ecclesiastes 12, verses 12.
Elanate, mwana wange, lavuka.
Lavuka.
Be warned.
Uganda. Africa.
Africa. You things are wasting your time. If the
skills
say that passed through the wife,
but
they don't study it, they are the ones who brought it to us. Let's today get, wake up, change the syllabus.
Uganda,
my child,
labuka,
wake up.
Okukola ki?
Ecclesiastes 12, verses 12.
Era nate mwana wange labuka. Okukola ng'ebitabo ebingi tekuliko gye kukoma.
Tekukoma.
It never ends.
Bajja kukolera ebitabo ojja soma bagambe kano tonna kasoma.
You will study.
Ne kano tonna kasoma ne kali.
You studied many others.
Mubulize sura ya 12 onyole 12.
Ecclesiastes 12, verses 12.
No kuyige nyo kuko yomubiri.
Okuyige nyo.
Too much learning.
Usomane.
You study.
Kenu furuma nga wakowa.
Come out, you're tired.
Atisebo usomato fayo na kumiyaka.
You study, you don't mind your years. They are going.
Nemuri yoka mubereyo, nemuri yoka mkorowe.
Out there you commit immorality.
Mbumuche alibana
wato. That you are still young children. Those children in primary, some of them.
Yeah.
So corrupted, you think you have children. They don't
know
they look moto. At you, mother knows I'm young. Those children you see, if you see them aside,
when
you find them in their stories,
you can
be surprised how when
they
and they know even what you don't know. But you teach them more, they get corrupted.
They
study nothing rightful.
The smoke cocaine
come up, the voice is changed.
You
say my child has matured the voice. They matured long time.
Yes, you have a
praise Jesus so much.
So, our Uganda.
Now, brethren, I may not go more beyond that.
We have
a journey of studying his issues there.
This
gathering is not to happen today alone. We shall restore it next Sunday. Though we still have time to study. But
the
problem which is that, brethren, God has told us to wake up. We go back study as
we keep
up. Every person God gave them a gift they have in their body.
If you have
a spiritual and natural gift, we study for that. And
you
study that with mathematics and English.
Communication.
Help your communication be easy.
Abana bakoye.
Children are tired.
Kakati ogenda okumuyita ku makya.
Now you call them in the morning.
Okajukuta.
You wake them up. They are all nothing like that. Speaking to the
teacher
is leading me. Teacher.
Kume teacher siya.
They are mother or father. All the night
they
are speaking, dream speaking. They don't rest. You
do your
own.
You
even forget. On the 25 years you have.
Really
got old at those years.
Yes, we have seen.
Praise Jesus.
Let's
get back to the book of Numbers. Numbers chapter 1, verse 4. Numbers chapter
1,
verses 4.
Era waliba wamu namwe omusajja owomu buli kika. Buli muntu omutwe gw'ennyumba ya bakitaawe. Okubale sule soko onyolo kuna. Era waliba wamu namwe omusajja owomu buli kika. Buli muntu omutwe gw'ennyumba ya bakitaawe. Olunyolo kutano. Era gano ge manya g'abasajja baliyimirira awamu namwe. Kulewubeni, Erizuri, mutabani wa Sedewuri. Nomkaga. Kusimioni, Serumieri, mutabani wa Zulizadai. Kuromusamvu, Kuyuda, Nakusoni, mutabani wa Binadabu. Kuromunana, Kuisakari, Nesaneri, mutabani wa Zuri. Zuwairi. Olomwenda kuzebuloni. Eliabu mutabani wa Keroni. Olunyolwe kumi. Kubana wa Yusuf.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Weba tuwebabara. Abatu wabagendo kumira.
They counted people to stand in the ministry. Everyone who was to stand in a specific. And not to waste any time. And we don't sit on a time of everything.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. You go to Numbers chapter 2. God speaks like this. Numbers chapter 2 from verse 1.
Awo mukama n'agamba Musa ne Aaron olunyolo kubiri nti abaana ba Isirayiri banaasiisiranga buli muntu okulirana n'ebbendera ye. Awali obonero bw'ennyumba z'aba kitaabwe.
Yes, we have a
praise Jesus.
Buli muntu.
Every person.
Nebendera ye.
With his banner.
Yes, we have a
praise Jesus.
Bendera yo cheche.
What's your banner?
Ogenda yimiro otya nafe.
How are you going to stand with us? Wanga
buli muntu nebendera ye.
Everyone is his own banner.
Buli muntu nechirabo che mubiri.
Everyone with their natural gifts.
Buli muntu nechirabo che ramu
wayo. Everyone with their spiritual gifts.
The
person was told those days they put banners there.
No one knew about
their signs.
Gave it over the moon. As gifts
of each as they are meant to be.
But the moon will get up Uganda.
Raise your banner on behalf of Uganda.
Put a banner in Uganda.
Flag of Uganda, best thing in your gifts.
The
natural and the spiritual. The natural we use much speaking of your work.
Everyone
has to hold a banner in this time. Fulfilling the call of Uganda.
You're
not just going to raise banners like this.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus.
Everyone
stand
where
their banner is. Where their banner is. Everyone support their gift. Spiritually.
That
they can stand to serve God as we have been studying in the way preparing to fulfill the call on Uganda on behalf of all nations
and
those fearing God in the entire world.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Wongeri yoko
okubala esula ya kubiri olunyiriri olwo kubiri.
Numbers chapter 2 verses 2
nti abana ba Isirayiri bana asisiranga buli muntu okulirana n'ebbendera ye awali obonero bw'ennyumba z'aba kitaabwe bana asisiranga okwolekera eweema ey'okusisinkaniramu enjuyi zonna. Olunyolo okusatu era abo abasisira ku luuyi olw'ebuvanjuba okutunuulira enjuba gy'eva banaabanga babendera ya lusisira lwa Yuda.
Buli omu bendera ye.
Everyone their banner.
Ogenda kuwanika bendera yo.
Going to raise your banner.
Kusinzira mu kirabo kyo.
According to your gifts.
Nga tuyimusa bendera.
As we raise the banner.
Ng'eggwanga eryayitibwa.
As the nation calls.
Buli muntu alina okubako wa Yuda.
Every person must stand somewhere.
Mu kitabo ekyokubala.
In the book of Numbers.
Buli muntu ne bendera ye.
Everyone with their own banner.
Yes, ye bazibwe.
Praise Jesus so much.
Asubira tutegere ekyo so nge.
Abantu
se bali baba bala buli omu ku bendera ye.
Israelites they counted them each was on their banner.
Na ye kati ebika byaffe.
Now our clans.
Bitegekeddwa mu ngeri y'ebirabo by'omwoyo.
Put in the form of spiritual.
Abatume muyimirire.
Apostles stand.
Abasumba muyimirire.
Pastors stand.
Abanabi muyimirire.
Prophets stand.
Abayimbi.
Musicians.
Abasomesa.
Teachers.
Ng'ebirabo byonna eby'omwoyo buli omu ayimirire mu layini ye.
Spiritual gifts each one stand.
Era n'ebirabo biri eby'omubiri buli muntu mu mulimu gwe
bainginiya
muyimirire abasawo muyimirire
bakawunta
abalimi
ab'engeri
ez'enjawulo
badizayina
kugamba ebintu bino bigenda tekkwamu buli omu nebendera awali bendera ye alina okulaba nga wali nabbi
jjuziate
waize emyaka esatu oli mutume
emyaka
giri obaddenga muyimbi
kati
olwaliro wafuuka musumba
buli
wali muyimbi nga ate oli mubuuzi wange kati watandika ekkanisa oli musumba
ng'omuntu
batutabula wano ndowooza olaba ebyolekeddwa okuva mu kitabo
ekyo
nkiyitamu mu
bwangu
ogenda yimirira ne bendera ate bwe tukulaba ku bendera yo nga toliiyo
nga
tumanya gwatukubya tutuuke nga tugenda okutendeeza oba
okusinza
ng'abakubi b'ennanga
tetubalaba
weebuuza ebendera yammwe mwagisuddewa tutuuka ogamba naye baatusabye ababuulizi
b'enjiri
bagenda kubuulira gye nga weebuzaabuza bendera yo ogisudde
bannange
omu alina okukwata bendera ye buli omu alina okuyimirira mu kirabo
kye
okuweereza katonda
okubala essula ya kubiri okubala essula ya kubiri
katusome essula ey'okuna olunya olusooka paka olwokutaano
okubala essula ey'okuna olunya olusooka
Numbers chapter 4 from verse 1
Mukama n'agamba Musa na Aroni nti olunya olwokubiri nti mubale omuwendo gw'abaana ba Kokasi ku baana ba Leevi ng'endaa zaabwe bwe ziri ng'ennyumba z'abakitaabwe bwe ziri olunya olwokusatu abakamaze emyaka asatu n'okukirawo okutuusa ku myaka ataano bonna abayingira mu kuweereza okwo okukolanga omulimu mu weema ey'okusisinkaniramu
waliwo n'emyaka gye tujja otunuulira
abafuluma
okugenda okuweereza babeera
batya
babeera ba myaka emeka
mubiro
biri baalondanga ba myaka asatu kwata
amaafe
yesu n'akyusa n'agamba oteekeddwa okuba ng'omaze emyaka esatu n'ekitundu
andi
kati byajjamu si bya maani ongeebyabaebyendagaana
enkaddebirimu
omwoyo omutukuvu yamangu yatuwandiikamu
ebyawandiikibwa
bibula abayigirizwa bamala emyaka esatu
n'ekitundu
n'abatuma
baweereze
mu kifo ebigambo eby'ekigambo
kya
era abaweereza nga tomala gafutugenda kutuma genda oweereze genda otukiikire
mu
Saudi Arabia ogenda okole amajaani oswaze
katonda
ogwa omu ku bannayuganda abatumiddwa oyogera
amajaani
ekyo tujja kitegeera so mu bufunze kapaati ako akasooka okwogera ku kitabo ky'okubala kwa
katonda
ggwanga lya
uganda
obwe lyali mu ggwanga erya
isirayiri
okusinziira mu muweereza buno
mulembe
omupya ogujjudde okumanya
katonda
n'ekitiibwa kye
tuweereddwa
omulimu gw'okuyamba okulemeramu bannaffe
lead our colleagues to raising and resume fulfilling the call on the nation Uganda for all nations.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Destiny,
and the destiny is to prepare all nations for the coming back of Jesus. We want to come back in the second phase. On the day you enter the ministry, the day or the month or the year, this is going to help us onwards. When you look to Psalms 90, starting 9 to 12, he says, Lord, teach us to number our years. That's how we shall hold a wise heart. Many times when you enter salvation, it would have been good you'd realize when did you enter in there. That you not be in there not maturing.
And
you don't mature neither spiritual, not even in the flesh. Don't add more understanding in the word of God, yet physically,
you
stagnated, you're there.
Let's
read one verse, we go praise our Creator.
We
come back in the next service, begin from there.
Zaburi esura ya chendo nyeri wa kuminabili.
Psalms 90 verses 12.
Otuigirize, tuwarenga wetu chio enapu za fe. Tuyoke tufuno mutima omugezi gezi.
Nchi otuigirize.
That teach us.
Tuwarenga wetu enapu za
fe. That we number our days.
Tuyoke tufuno mutima omugezi gezi.
That we shall hold the wise hearts.
Kuburi ebuli, wabaka waruko kwa mazemi yaka menji.
Let me tell you, if you got saved, you.
Ngate wajitu unurira.
And you did consider, look them.
Kia kufira koko kona.
It caused you to get stagnated.
If there
came someone a few days,
and they
understand the word of God more than
you,
even in praying they
know more you,
even changing the many.
And
you've spent many years. Nothing you gain in more understanding. No revelation. No knowledge. Yet physically also.
You
don't progress. For you did think.
Yeah.
In salvation you spent how many there? Yet he has said. Teach us. To count our years. Our days. That we shall hold the wise hearts. Let's repeat it here.
Zaburi esura ya chenda onyirwa kuminabili.
Psalms 90 verses 2.
Otuigirize tubarenga wetu chio enaku za fe. Tuyoke tufuno mutima omugezi gezi. Onyole kuminesatu. Okomeo ai mukama. Olitu sawa.
Kubange banga li itidida.
For time passes.
Waroko kato inachora ba.
God said you see nothing.
Tewe yongera kwa mkumanya katondo kujude.
Increase in the full knowledge of God.
Nemo vidiori ya
wo. Even physically you're there.
Goro oza timukama ya rude wo kuwa.
You think it's God taking long to give you.
Songa si katonda.
Yet it's not God.
Wabula kutu waro oza.
But you didn't think.
Kabu wakama timukuru chikumi.
Like you say 100 in heaven.
Nekun si chikumi.
And 100 on
earth. Evyo mkuru biyevyo mwoyo.
Things of heaven they are the spiritual. What have you increased on them? Yet on the physical, you want God to add on you. Not quote over that word.
Yes,
you've spent in salvation.
What
that you enter different ministries you go to. Have you learned to count the time and what you've reached on? Where have you reached in understanding the word of God? When
it
speaks in Daniel 12,
he
says, those with wisdom will turn many.
But
wisdom is in the word. What have you increased on yourself? Not to fellowship
together.
One,
four.
They reach you to ask you how heaven appears, you don't know it?
Yet
what surprises? Even physically, you hold nothing.
You're
claiming one thing.
I'm
suffering for Jesus. You're suffering for your own sake. For you refuse knowledge.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus.
So
now, when we learn that word, as
we're
going to come back learning. You know when did you enter that ministry? And see, you count that time. As you see your understanding where it's reached. Even increasing in what you need in this life and in the serving of God. God gave us something of being told. He created us when we are two parts. The two eyes and the eyelashes. Yes, the eyebrows. Even the two nose. Even the mouth, they are two. Don't you see the lip? He joined it well, but there are two. Two down. Imagine if you matured one side. This side is young. This side, I wonder how you would have appeared. God did call us to mature in spirit alone. Called us to grow spiritual and physically. We knew if he left us poor, we can steal and make his name a scorn. Get the problem. God to provide you what you need. He says, first fill there the kingdom of God and the righteousness, and this I add them to you. The problem, you wasted your years long. You ended salvation. Now
I thank Jesus.
I've spent 30 years and I'm born again.
But
when we bring you here, you are coming to us in knowledge. You know and you have nothing. When we reach the physical
thing,
you will remain to cast them to come, and God has lifted them. Maybe God doesn't see me. When you enter salvation, read minds. What time you enter there, you spent many
hours.
You understand to what level. I thank God. God saved 12 years. Now I'm 60. What importance for that?
You
must see that you got wise in the word. Wisdom feels knowledge. That's to enter the work and do anything. I thank God.
Business.
My business.
It's
taken 30 years.
But
God have mercy.
Poverty is striking me.
30 years, what has it been doing? Much disorder. Don't mind you claim one thing, God cares. God you cares, he told you don't care yourself. You know we have words.
Yes,
Jesus cares. Friend, do this and that. No, God cares.
He's
every child to care. And he told you don't care yourself. Let's come back. God bless you.